This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi landed at the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh district of Assam. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the emergency landing facility in a short while from now. The Prime Minister is currently witnessing the aerial display of fighters, transport aircraft and helicopters. The emergency landing facility is first of its kind in northeast India, designed and constructed in coordination with the Indian Air Force to support landing and takeoff of military and civil aircraft during emergencies. Prime Minister Modi has said that amid numerous disruptions, this decade has been one of unprecedented development for India, marked by strong delivery and efforts that have strengthened the democracy. Addressing the ET Now Global Business Summit in New Delhi last evening, he said global pandemics, tensions across the globe, wars and supply chain breakdowns, the world has seen a lot in just a decade. The Prime Minister said when the last decade began, India was the 11th largest economy. But today, the country is rapidly moving forward and heading towards becoming the world's third largest economy.
संकट के समय ही किसी देश के सामर्थ्य का पता चलता है अनेक डिसरप्शन के बीच भी भारत के लिए ये दशक अभूतपूर्व डेवलपमेंट का रहा है शानदार डिलीवरी का रहा है और डेमोक्रेसी को मजबूत करने वाला रहा है
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to the brave personnel who laid down their lives in the Pulwama terror attack of 2019. In a social media post, the Vice President said, "The supreme sacrifice of the security personnel will forever remain etched in the country's memory." He added that their sacrifice continues to inspire every citizen to work towards building a strong and secure India. In another social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The devotion, resolve and service to the nation of the personnel will remain etched forever in collective consciousness of the citizens." Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tributes to the former External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj on her birth anniversary. In a social media post, the Vice President said that Sushma Swaraj was an exceptional leader and a compassionate public servant. Mr. Shah said, "Sushma Swaraj made public welfare the mission of her life and was known for her fearless stance on matters of national interest." The India AI Impact Summit 2026 will take place in New Delhi from the 16th to the 20th of this month. It will be the first global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. Leaders from 20 countries are scheduled to attend the India AI Impact Summit in the national capital. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries will be participating in the five-day event. The UN Secretary General and officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, is preparing to form the next government after winning a two-third majority in the 13th Jatiya Sangshad elections. According to official results released by the Election Commission for 297 seats, the BNP has won 209 seats on its own, comfortably crossing the 151-seat threshold required to form a government in the 300-member parliament. Officials said newly elected members of parliament are likely to take oath on the 16th of February. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated BNP chief Tariq Rehman on the decisive victory of his party in the parliamentary elections in Bangladesh. US President Donald Trump has said that a change in power in Iran would be the best possible outcome as his administration considers whether to take military action against Tehran. President Trump made the remarks shortly after visiting troops at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Ireland were 10 for the loss of one wicket in one over against Oman in a Group B match when reports last came in. In other matches scheduled for the day, England will be up against Scotland in Kolkata at 3 p.m. while New Zealand will face South Africa in Ahmedabad from 7 p.m. this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.